We head to the sixth inning. These Spash Panthers leading DC Everest 7-3. Mason King leading things off for Spash in the sixth inning. As the first pitch is down and outside for ball one. As the reliever for DC Everest, Nolan Hoppe, begins his first full inning of work. Hoppe, the right-hander, from the stretch and the sidearm delivery is in for strike one. Mason King on the day is grounded out to the shortstop. He has struck out, and he has flied out. 0 for 3 so far, looking to get on base for the first time here in the second game of the doubleheader. Ball down and low, 2-1 the count. Again, Spash had a convincing 7-0 victory in the first game of that doubleheader. It extended their shutout streak to 4 consecutive games. As this pitch is swung on, lifted in the air to center field, the right center field at that, and it's going to split the defenders. Around first and headed for second is King, and he is going to pull in safely with a double. King split Severson and Zuliger in the outfield perfectly and had no trouble getting into second base with a double. Jack Kelly, the first baseman, now will step in with nobody out and a runner at second. Again, we're talking about that first game with a doubleheader, a 7-0 win. As we mentioned, extended Spash's shutout streak to 4 games in a row. That was broken by DC Everest back in the second inning when Hunter Gipp got a hold of one, a breaking ball inside that he absolutely crushed to left field for a home run. The Evergreens have 2 home runs to their credit today. Here's the first pitch to Kelly. It is down and in for ball one. Kelly has not had the best day at the office here today. A couple of flyouts, a couple of strikeouts in both games. Has reached base and scored a run. And he asks for time, but by my book, do not believe he has a hit today. Believe he was hit by pitch back in the first game in the late innings. And that is the only time he has been on base. He's still looking for his first hit. Kelly takes a strike and it's 1-1. One and one the count, nobody out. The runner at second is King. As Hoppe takes a look, now he'll take another look. Now he'll take a third look for good measure back at second base, and Kelly is going to foul this one off the plate. 1-2 the count. Foul ball goes quarter of the way down the first base line. Catcher Jelnick takes it, walks it out to his pitcher, has a couple of words with Hoppe. And now we'll retreat to his spot behind the dish. One ball, two strike. The count rides to Kelly. As Hoppe comes set, one look back, now two looks back and delivers. This one is hit on the ground to the second baseman, Miles. He'll gather it up, toss over to Samuelson at first, and there's your first out of the inning. So Kelly's still in search of his first hit today, as Austin Beyer, the third baseman, will step to the dish. Advancing to third on the play is King, so it is still a productive out. Kelly's had a couple of those today as well. Still contributing, but you always like to get that base hit in there, especially when your team is playing so well. One out here in the top of the sixth, I beg your pardon. And here's the delivery. This pitch is swung on and lifted in the air to second base. It is a high pop up. The center fielder's coming in, and the shortstop is diving for it. It's going to land in the Bermuda Triangle. Center fielder Severson picks it up and walks it back to the infield, and King is going to come around to score easily.
Double and an RBI.
Double and an RBI, we say. Absolutely, I agree. As the ball just hung up there, a high, high pop-up that was maybe 10, 15 feet behind the grass in the outfield, just in that no-man's land. The shortstop, Latondres, dove for it, could not get it. Severson was late in getting there. He picked it up and walked it back to the infield. And while all that was going on, Austin Beyer was rounding first and going to second uncontested. So for the Panthers, they'll come back to Logan Schulfer, the catcher. And Schulfer fouls one off, so it's 0-1. 8-3 our score now. As the Panthers just continue to add on. Not quite building a phone number out there on the scoreboard. No runs in the first, two in the second. No runs in the third. No, not quite an 8675309. Nice Tommy Two-Tone reference, though, from the press box, from our official scorer. Time called. Hoppy will step off the mound. Again, we had no runs in the first for the Panthers. Two in the second. None in the third. And then in the fourth, fifth, and now here in the sixth, it has been 2-3-1, respectively, with the book on the sixth inning still open, with one out. Here's the sidearm delivery, and it's going to beat him. Logan Schulfer walks down to first base with a hit-by-pitch. Will we have a courtesy runner? Yes, we will. And it is number 11, Barrett Brooks, once again. He has been the designated courtesy runner today. Few mentions again here in the press box. Schulfer, after pitching six innings and getting the win in that first game, now catching what has been six innings so far, or five innings for sure, and now hit by pitch. He is going to be late to the ice machine after this game is done. He is going to be a walking ice pack, to say the least. Two men on, one out, and strike one to the batter for the Panthers, and that is Dane Hoyard. 0-1 the count to Hoyard, who on the day has walked, has a double, and has flown out. So 1-for-2 officially. Hoyard fouls this one back to the chain link fence, and the count goes to 0-2. Two men on. At first, it's Brooks, the courtesy runner. Beyer is at second. Now they'll spin and throw to second. Beyer is back in safely. Miles sprinting back to the bag on the turn and throw from Hoppy. Everybody is safe, though. 0-2 the count to Hoyard. As Hoyard, it's in his stance in the right-handed batter's box. Now he's going to call for time, trying to throw the pitcher's timing off here as he'll step out. Hoppy steps off the mound. And now Hoyard will step back in with an 0-2 count and one down here in the bottom of the sixth. The delivery. As Hoppy takes, nope, 1-2 more looks back. And this is going to be a curveball in the dirt to the right side. Jelinek blocks it, and the count goes to 1-2. Eight to three, our score in the top of the sixth inning. There's a ball outside, 2-2 the count now. a ball inside. The ball gets away from the catcher and down the third base side behind the dish. And at 2-2, the count will ride and the runners will advance on the wild pitch. So we have runners at second and third now. The Panthers threatening to stretch this lead, and as the count goes to 3-2 now, put this game into a spot where we would have to start thinking, is a 10-run rule going to come into effect? We have runs 9 and 10 on the bases right now that could potentially score on a base hit. 3-2 with one away. Here's the delivery. This pitch swung on in the ground to the third base side, and it's through to the infield. One run is going to come in to score. The second run coming around to score is Brooks, and there you have it. The 10th runs, 9 and 10 runs of the game. And with one out here and a man still on, the Panthers threatening to put the 10-run rule into effect here. So Hoyard is now on first with a base hit and two RBI. We've got a pinch hitter. Tristan Aldrich, thank you very much, official scorers. So Aldrich is pinch hitting in the DH spot. Imagine he will stay there. Unless he is coming in to pitch. 1 out, and the delivery to Aldrich is inside for ball one, and taking second without much of a throw is going to be Hoyard. So now we have a runner in scoring position for the pinch hitter, Aldrich. One ball, no strike, the count. 1 out here. We are in the top of the sixth inning. The set and the delivery. This pitch is swung on to the hole on the right side of the infield. Diving for it is the second baseman, Miles. He comes up with it. Throw to first is not in time. And that is going to be a base hit officially. It was a great diving stop by Miles. Give him credit. He got to his knees, gets the throw over to first just a hair late, however. So that is going to bring up the second baseman, Justin Morton. And again, the wheels, with one out here in the inning, are coming off the proverbial little red wagon for the Evergreens, or the little Evergreen wagon, I should say. Because we now have the 10th run, or what would be the potential 10th run at the plate, which means that could end this game one inning short. Swung on, pitch chopped back to the mound. Hoppy turns around, throws to second for one. Throw to first is in time as well for the double play. Never mind, because we have a 1-4-3 double play to end the inning, but not before Spash brings three more runs across in our score. Going to the bottom of the sixth, 10-3, the Panthers on top of the Evergreens here on Fox Sports Wausau. Well, to the bottom of the sixth we go. The Evergreens trailing by 7. 10-7 your score. Or 10-3, I beg your pardon. Number 7, Dylan Davis now pitching for Spash. And the Panthers, they'll look to keep the Evergreens down here in the bottom of the sixth and take that 10-3 lead into the seventh. Again, Spash, despite this game being played down here in Stevens Point, is the visiting team here at Buchholz Park. 0-1 the count is the leadoff batter. Trevor Samuelson steps in for the Evergreens. Samuelson takes ball one. That levels the count 1-1. And the Panthers won the first game of this doubleheader 7-0. Strike two now. Swing and a miss to Samuelson on a fastball down the pipe. No, Here's the delivery. This pitch is going to be swung on. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. So Samuelson is down on four pitches to start out the inning. And the Evergreens' chances, once again, are starting to dwindle here. They now have just five outs to try and make up this seven-run deficit at 10-3. Nolan Hoppe, the pitcher, will step in for D.C. Everest as the delivery from Davis is down low, ball one. Second pitch is going to be a strike. Hoppe batting in the seven spot. The spot that was occupied at the start of the game by Brady Pizer, as this pitch is swung on to the shortstop, who gobbles it up, errs over to Kelly, and the out is recorded. 6-3 ground out for the second out of the inning. Mentioned Pizer was originally batting in the seventh spot. He was replaced when the Evergreens made the pitching change back in that fourth inning. So Pizer in the seventh spot went 1-for-2 as he had a double or a single and was left at second back in the fourth inning. He also struck out, so that is the first official at-bat for Hoppe as he grounds out. We have a strike to the next batter, Ty Trotter. Trotter was the losing pitcher in Game 1 and has struck out twice here in Game 2. He's playing in the left field spot and is now in an 0-1 hole. So he's trying to avoid the silver sombrero, which would be three strikeouts in one game. And he takes strike two looking. Oh, and two the count, two men down. As Davis gets Trotter to swing and miss, and there it is. Third strikeout for Trotter, third out of the inning. And we go to the seventh, 10-3 our score on Fox Sports Wausau. Some defensive changes for the Evergreens. One that had us laughing here in the press box in particular. First things first, we have Matthew Walter now pitching for the Evergreens, number 33, the senior. The next one, which had us all laughing, the new right fielder for D.C. Everest is John Doe. And we also have a pinch hitter for the Panthers. And that is Evan Chambers. So Chambers, the hitter for the Panthers as we kick off the seventh inning. And he is going to take ball one. And now he takes strike one, swing and a miss, 1-1. Again, John Doe, our right fielder, told it's not somebody that we have on the lineup card. Set and the delivery is Chambers lifts this one behind home plate and above the backstop. It goes out, foul ball, strike two, 1-2 the count. Here in the seventh inning, top of the seventh, Spash leading 10-3. The visiting team in the second game of our doubleheader. Set and the delivery. Chambers lifts this one in the air to center field. The center fielder tracking it, going back at the wall, and it's going to fall at the wall. Severson catches up to it, gets it back to the infield. Chambers is going to pull in at second with a double. So So a double for Chambers on a 1-2 count. And the Panthers are not going to go quietly here in the night as we open the seventh inning with a base hit. Now, another pinch hitter for the Panthers is number 24, Connor Morzik. As Morzik, the right-hander, will take ball one from Matthew Walter. Now ball two from Walter. And Connor Morzik at the plate. Chambers at second after that leadoff double. 2-0 the count. The set from Walter and the delivery. This pitch is swung on and laced in the air to left field. That's going to get down and get all the way to the wall, splitting the outfielders, coming around second, and scoring is going to be Chambers, and in at second with a double is Morzik. So Morzik trades places with Chambers, coming in to score. And another RBI double, and it's 11-3. And we have another pinch hitter for Spash. It's going to be Kenny Schultz. So the book for Spash here in the seventh inning is starting to get a little messy and a little crowded with names. As Coach Terpstra seems to be emptying the bench here with the score at 11-3. Nobody out, and the Panthers looking for more here on the seventh. There's strike one to Schultz. Schultz in an 0-1 hole, getting his first at-bat of this doubleheader. Here's the delivery. This is going to be a slow breaking ball up and in. 1-1 the count. The press box crew here going over the scenarios here. Again, we talked about Spash threatening to go up by 10 runs in that last inning. Strike two to Schultz. Well, if they do here, it doesn't matter. We still have to play the bottom of the seventh. So Spash can keep this line going as long as they want. DC Everest still has to have their chance in the seventh inning. Walter comes set and delivers. That's ball two upstairs, 2-2 the count. Kenny Schultz batting for Mason King. King, who finished the day with a strikeout, a flyout, a groundout, and a double. 1-for-4. And there's strike three as Schultz goes down swinging. So there's the first out of this top of the seventh. And Jack Kelly is not going to be pinch hit for. He will get his chance here in the top of the seventh. One down. And Jack Kelly stepping to the plate. Kelly's still looking for his first hit of the doubleheader. As he takes ball one inside, 1-0. Kelly's day so far, he has a hit by pitch and it's come around to score it in the came around to score, I should say, in the first game. But here in the second game, as he takes strike one right down the middle, strikeout, fly out, and ground out. So right now he is sitting at 0-for-4. And he would love nothing more than to break that slump and get his base hit here in his last at-bat in the seventh. There's a ball inside, 2-1. In that first game, he was hit by a pitch and did come around to score in the late innings. Two and one to Kelly with one out and a man at second. The delivery from Walter, swung on, chopped on the ground to the third baseman. He'll gobble it up. Gip over to first, not in time. Wait on the official word. Kelly does not have a hit. He's reaching on an error. As the ground ball was bobbled. So number 11, Barrett Brooks, is now going to pinch hit. So Barrett Brooks will pinch hit. He has been the courtesy runner today for the catcher. A very busy courtesy runner at that, yes. Has scored 2-3 runs so far today, officially. No, he has 4. So he has done quite a bit of running today. As they'll check the runner at first, Kelly, he is going to be back safely. By the way, Connor Morzek is now at third base after that ground ball to the third baseman. And Kelly reaching on the error. He's set and the delivery. Brooks is going to send this one in the air to right field. Tracking it down is Doe, and he's going to drop it. Cannot make the catch. A run is going to score. It's going to be a sacrifice fly, E9. So an error on the right fielder. Is going to put Brooks on base. Brooks is on first. Kelly is going to advance to second after the ball was not caught. And we are now at a 12-3 lead for the Panthers over the Evergreens. We talked about the offense for the Panthers coming into today. Not only are they leading the Valley as far as win-loss record at 5-1, now 6-1, about to be 7-1. Strike one to Vinny Fonte, the batter for the Panthers. They also led the Valley as far as runs scored, 42 coming into play today after the 7-run outburst that they had earlier today, up to 49, and now above 60 as far as the run total goes, and they've only given up 3 here in these 14 innings, about to be 14 innings. It's a ball in the dirt, 2-1 the count. To Fonte, the batter, for Spash. He's batting in the 4 spot for Schulfer. Schulfer was the winning pitcher in game 1. 2-1 the count. This pitch is swung on and chopped on the ground to the shortstop. He's going to roll it over to second for one. Unto first in time for the double play, and that will end the inning. But not before 2 more runs come home to score. And it's 12-3, last chance for the Evergreens. Coming up after this, you're listening to DC Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Wausau. A host of changes, to say the least, as you could expect, with 3 pinch hitters coming up in that top of the 7th innings. Four pinch hitters, I beg your pardon. We have Austin Beyer on to close out the game for Spash. Davis now at third, Klisch at short, Chambers in center. All the changes that I've caught. And, of course, pinch hitters galore now going to come up for DC Everest and batting for the Evergreens. Is Brock Babish. And Babish quickly in an 0-1 hole. The bottom of the 7th, 12-3. And there's strike 2 to Babish. DC Everest trailing Spash 12-3. Again, the first game was a 7-0 affair. Evergreen's able to get on the board in this inning via a couple of home runs. But other than that, haven't been able to string together hits. And a strikeout is going to be recorded. Babish goes down swinging 1-2-3 for the first out here in the bottom of the seventh. Again, the last chance here for the Evergreens, who are the visiting team in this Wisconsin Valley Conference game, despite being in Stevens Point. It's Cade Severson, the center fielder, now will step in. And Severson is going to take ball one. Back to the top of the order. Severson walked back in the fifth inning, came around to score, and had a couple of base hits, or one base hit back in the second, and reached on an error in the first. 2-0 the count to Severson. The set and the delivery ball outside, it's 3-0. So Severson looking to get something going here, so the Evergreens, if nothing else, can make the score look a little better tomorrow under your local scoreboard at WSAU.com. There's a strike down the middle, and it's 3-1. Set and the delivery, swing and a miss, strike three. Byer gets, his second strike. Byer is still one strike short of his second strikeout after striking out the leadoff batter here in this bottom of the seventh. Set and the delivery, swing and a pitch lifted on the air to the left side. Giving chase is the left fielder, and he is going to put that away for out number one, or out number two, I should say. So Jackson Miles is going to step in now as the last hope for DC Everest. Here in the bottom of the seventh, two away, 12-3, our score. Set and the delivery. This pitch lifted in the air on the right side. Kelly's giving chase with it at the first base side, and he's going to put it away. And that is your ball game. An F5 to end the game for the Splash Panthers. And they get a big victory in this one. 12-3, your final score. We'll be back to wrap it up after this. You're listening to DC Everest Baseball here on Fox Sports Wausau. And welcome back as we wrap things up here on Fox Sports Wausau. To Buchholz Park in Stevens Point, the Splash Panthers sweep a doubleheader from the DC Everest Evergreens 7-0 in Game 1. 12-3, your final results here in Game 2. As you could about expect, the score sheet looking a bit bleak for the Evergreens. As they get those three runs, they do record seven hits and commit four errors in the ballgame. Meanwhile, Splash scores their 12 runs on 12 hits with one error in the contest. Again, to wrap things up for DC Everest, they got two runs via the home run, and that first one came back in the second inning. It was a home run for Hunter Gipp. Then in the fourth, the second home run of the ball game came from Brady Sendelbach. He hit both of those home runs were leadoff home runs in their respective innings. The third run for DC Everest did come in the fifth inning when the leadoff batter, Cade Severson, walked. He then came around to score later on. There was a couple of ground outs and sacrifices behind him for the first and second outs, but he was able to come around on a fielder's choice later on in the inning to score. So Splash does, or I should say DC Everest does get their three runs that way. Meanwhile, for Splash, they got the scoring started in the third inning. They scored twice in that third inning. Then they took the third inning off. No scoring there. Fourth inning is where they picked it back up again with two more runs. It was three runs in the fifth inning, three runs in the sixth inning, and two runs in the seventh inning then to wrap things up for the Splash Panthers. So again, it was a big day at the office. We talked about the Splash offense from the start. They got the 7-0 shutout. The shutout streak of four consecutive games ended in the second inning in Game 2, but it did not set them back as the bats came to play. Once they got deeper into the DC Everest pitching staff, it was certainly game over at that point, especially scoring those 10 runs over the final four innings of this ball game. Well, once again, we appreciate all of you for tuning in here on Fox Sports Wausau and at everythingevergreens.com. We say a huge thanks to all of our sponsors for DC Everest Athletics. The Clover Belt Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Country Fresh Meats, DeVorte Orthodontics, Inner City State Bank, Abra Auto Body, the Red Clover Market, the Bone and Joint Center, and Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks. Without them, of course, these broadcasts would not be possible. For Sean Ott, our studio engineer, I'm Mike Leishner. So long, everybody. Look forward to our next broadcast of DC Everest Baseball here on Fox Sports Wausau.